Everybody, Jake and Gino here, and you're in for a treat because I've just got confirmation that the G-Daddy is in state. Whatever that means, you got to Google it. I'm not sure, but we are here, and we are bringing the Panya.
I am in Florida, the state of Florida. That's right.
Oh, Gino is in the state of Florida, and he is not in the New York state of mind. I can tell you that right now. So, Gino, look, its market is on fire. People are you know, fighting for multifamily deals right now. So the big question that comes in is, how do we get the deals networking with brokers? How should we be networking with these multifamily brokers? And this is one of the biggest actions you can take to get your next deal. Okay. There's you right now, and then there's your next deal. And many times that bridge is a broker between the two of you. So to me, this is a story of actions speaking louder than words, but you got to find a way to get your name in the hat. You got to be someone that's known that, hey, this person can do it. So how do we do that? And I've said this a million times. As a multifamily entrepreneur, clarity will set you free. Clarity of what you are looking for, not wasting people's time, is a huge first step, aka identifying your buy right criteria. We're the folks that created buy right, manage right, and finance right. So G Papa Funk, G Master Willie, you got a nice flannel on today.
You like it, huh?
How do you define your buy right criteria?
This show is being sponsored by Untuckit. You like the Untuckit shirt?
Oh, shit. And it's free. All right. You know, you're getting this information for free. Okay. I'm just saying that right now.
Jake, it's a tough thing being a multifamily broker out there.
It is not sponsored by Untuckit. He's being smart. but it may be brought to you by Coors Light. So go ahead, Gino.
Being a multifamily broker, let me give a shout out real quick, 30 seconds to them. You have a tough job. You have to sell the property at the highest price possible. You have buyers that are trying to knock you down. You're in an unenviable situation. It's hard being a multifamily broker. Understand that as the buyer. Try to be in their shoes. So being clear and having clarity is your buy right criteria. Hit me up, Gino, jakeandgino.com. We will send you a PDF copy of Wheel of Our Profits. It talks about buy right, manage right, finance right. Now, what do I mean by having the clarity? Well, what type of asset are you looking for? How many units are you looking for? What is the median income of the area you're looking at? What submarkets are you looking for? What is your cash on cash return metrics? What is your cap rate? What are you looking for as far as that? What is the age of the build? Or how much capital do you think you can put towards these deals? Being clear on that and letting the broker know that you're looking for a 30 unit deal, C property, built after the 1970s with the median income of at least $45,000 with, you know, like I said, 30 units, brick building, pitched roofs. We like central air, possibly has washer dryer hookups. You see how clear I am? Now I give that to the broker. The broker has something to work with. Now, what else does that do, Jake? It makes the broker see that you are a serious player. You're not wasting their time and you are top of mind. So the broker sits there and thinks, do I have any of those assets? You know what? I have a friend slash seller who's not selling yet. But if I float this in front of him or when he comes calling, I'm going to Jake because Jake laid out exactly what that looks like. So having that clarity will give you focus and it will give you what entrepreneurs need the most, to be able to strike quickly. Saying no to something very quick will get you to yes a lot quicker, Jake.
So you know that guy in class that you're sitting next to and he's always asking you for the answer and he's just annoying and bothering you?
Yes.
Don't be that guy. Don't be the tire kicker going to the brokers and literally just wasting their time when you're not going to buy the deal. Okay. If you have clarity, you know exactly what you're looking for. That's the time that you engage because there's a high level of transaction at that point.
And at Jake and Gino, we teach the students to get clarity on their own personal situation. What a deal looks like to me and Jake may not be a deal for Mary or for Bob. That's the important thing. When students come on, their first thing is, I got to find deals. But if you're not clear on what a deal looks like for you, what are your investing goals? Are you using third-party property management? Are you working a W-2? Are you scaling your portfolio? Whatever that looks like, it's all different for everybody else. That's why Jake keeps mentioning, get clear on your own personal situation and then convey that to the broker.
You're doing the work on the front end, okay?
Yes.
Now, you're clear on what you want. You're putting your name in the hat. You have capital behind you, yours or someone else's, whatever the case may be. You're seeing deals come across. The deals are lining up with your buy right criteria. What's the next step? Get off your ass, period. You got to get off your ass and you got to get on site. This is the time where you can be a little creepy and really, you know, push in and try to build rapport and, you know, kick the tires, if you will, because you're actually going after that to take it down. When something is aligning with you, the best students that we see fly across the country, you know, whatever it takes to get the asset that they want when the stars align. You need to get on site, people need to know you're serious, because think about this. It's a call for offers. It's Friday at 5 o'clock. You're competing against Joe Blow lives in the market, whatever the hell you want to say. And you are, you know, Susie, who lives outside the market. Offers come in right at 5 o'clock, about the same call for offers. Joe Blow, who lives in the market, put in an offer maybe slightly below yours, but was on site. Broker knows he's going to close. Mm-hmm. You float your offer in, maybe slightly higher, unknown, didn't come to the market, didn't see the units, didn't walk the property. You're not guaranteed to get that deal just because you have the higher price. Okay. Just being transparent with you. You are not a known commodity at that point. You need to get your ass on site, walking these units with the broker, speaking intelligently and understanding the lingo.
Stenzi, real important to tell the listeners out there. One of the biggest mistakes that you can make is texting a broker saying, hey, Mr. Broker, do you got any deals for me? You don't want to do that.
That's like the annoying college guy. Hey, what's the answer?
You want to call the broker and say, I see you got a 32 unit listed. When can I get on site with you? Brokers don't want to go out for a cup of coffee. They want to go and show you deals. They're busy. It's a hard job. They've got to close. If they don't close, they don't get paid. So they need to show investors deals. So call the brokers up, opt into their list, start getting OMs, offering memorandums, into your inbox, start looking at them and calling brokers on the deals that they have listed. Get on site with them. You are not a tire kicker. Most investors will not do that. And if you are out of market and you are Susie, call the brokers up and the property managers, schedule a tour when you get into the city and take them out to lunch and go look at a couple of your deals. That will set you apart from 80% of the investing population. And one more note, if you're really serious, jakeandgino.com, go look at our credibility book course. You have a credibility book, a one pager, you arrive with that, you're prepared. That will have your criteria in there. That will have your business plan in there, ready to go on that property tour.
Let's put all the cards on the table. What does everybody want? Susie, out of town investor, wants the deal. Okay. Jerry, the broker, what does Jerry want? Jerry wants the commission check.
Mm-hmm.
How are you getting Jerry one step closer to his commission check? Does Jerry believe that you're a closer and you're going to get it done? Okay. This is what it's about. You want the deal. Jerry wants the commission check. He needs to know you're not wasting his time. Get him one step closer. Okay. Because when it comes down to it, you need to be a person of character. You need to do what you say you're going to do. Be the closer, perform, and put in the damn LOIs. Put in the damn LOIs. So many folks are out there. Are you scared to put the LOI in? Look, if you're serious about the deal, put the LOI in. Write the damn thing up and get it out there. That's what's going to get you one step closer to the next deal, is putting in, you know, do the reps, do the work, put the LOIs in. So many people, I think, they get like hung up on this and they're on the, put the damn thing in. You have to be doing the work.
Let me recap that real quick. Number three, to perform. And it's about your identity. We spoke about this on our podcast we just did very recently. Our perception of who we are changes what we do. Are you perceiving yourself as an investor, as a multifamily investor? If you are, then I want you to put that LOI in. All right. Values-based decision-making. One of my biggest values is to commit and to be consistent. So when I am looking at a deal and I've committed to myself to multifamily, I am going against my values. I feel something is off when I don't put that LOI in. So figure out what your values are and link your values to performing. I do not want to let my team down. That's another one of my values. I want to have that integrity and I want to work really hard. So if I want to follow my values, which I always do, because when I don't, something's off, I will put in that LOI. So seek out what your values are and start perceiving yourself as a multifamily investor. You're talking to the pizza guy and the drug rep here. We were that for years.
Now you're talking to the multifamily entrepreneurs, my friend.
Now we've transitioned to the multifamily entrepreneurs, but it was a consistent journey and it had a lot to do with the
progression. Yes.
Exactly. We had the accountability between the two of us. The Jake and Gino community affords that accountability to the student base, which has closed over 30,000 units, over $1.5 billion in assets that they've created through that accountability. Because sometimes it is scary to put an LOI in, but when you have your coach or when you have a partner or a student there or the private Facebook group saying, what are you waiting for? It's a great deal. Let it rip. When you're on an island all by yourself, that may not go. You may not let the thing rip. But when you've got people telling you it's a good deal, this is what you need to do. Holding your hand. Sometimes we need that to get that over the finish line. That's what it's all about, that performance. And once you perform once, as Jake and Gino did, 3 months later on our first deal, we got our second deal. And then 6 months later, our third deal. And then 3 months after that, our fourth deal. The snowball starts. It's all about getting it in there and performing. And then once you perform, the floodgates will open, my friend.
Boom shakalaka. If you want the blueprint, buy right, manage right, finance right, hit him up, the big guy, Gino@jakeandgino.com. Like I said before, he's a sweetie. He'll send it over and we will make it happen. Gino, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jake.